They are the sounds that fill that air.
There you go right there. Now stay right there. Sit right there.
For the players, it can signal the daily grind. For the coaches, it means a time to teach. And for the fans, a chance to see the new team.
You know, it's funny. Training camp's a thing that, you know, as you get older, you go back to high school and no one ever wanted summer to end. You know, training camp means summer's over and it's time to go to two-a-days, and you always just dreaded it. And now as I get older, you know, you look at training camp completely differently. You know, it's an exciting time. It's a time for us to start preparing for September.
The Vikings once again traveled south down 169 for their 50th season in Mankato. Training camps are long, grueling days for the players, who battle the heat and hours spent on the practice field. But the old-timers will tell much worse tales of their days in Mankato. Two-a-day full-pad workouts, no air conditioning in Gage Hall, and a month-plus camp. But as difficult as they were to get through, they made a lifetime of memories.
I remembered that there was a pizza place right down from the locker room. And what they did, they had frozen beer mugs and they had frozen pitchers of beer. And we'd go in there, and after practice at Mankato, we would go in there and finish our practice on a hot August afternoon or July afternoon, and we would drink those pitchers of beer and come to the dining table, and we weren't hungry. We didn't want to eat. So then we'd go after that, come back to the dormitory, and we'd play cards. And we'd play cards into late into the evening, and that again built the camaraderie and the culture that was special to us.
August, I didn't know what August were like. Gage Hall was August to me. And sweaty sheets, you know, you'd go to bed at, you know, 12 o'clock, and it'd be 3 o'clock before you cool off enough, you'd go to sleep. But it served a purpose. I mean, the food was good, you know, and Mankato always treated us well.
You know, when we were down there at the end of the day, the beers in Mankato taste so good because it could get really hot down there. The food, we always had great training tables. It was a great time. So, I mean, for 50 years to hold the Vikings there, they've done an outstanding job.
4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, and you tackle every day. That's what you do. You line up the first day of training camp, you put the ball in the five-yard line, and we had to score. If you didn't score, defense, we'd have to run laps. Whoever scored, if we scored, we didn't have to run. If they'd let us, if they stopped it, they didn't have to run. So it was a competitive deal, and it was ran properly and efficient.
Day after day in the August heat was a normal struggle each player dealt with in camp. They weren't fun days, but Bud Grant and his coaches made sure his players were both physically and mentally tough enough for the long season ahead.
I think it's critical. I think it's a time that you have to get away where players have to focus on systems and the little nuances of football. This is a time where you build trust and camaraderie and all of those things that it takes to take that next step for you being a successful team. So I think it truly makes a difference.
A lot has changed in the 50 years since the Vikings first went to Mankato. But as times change and the city of Mankato changes, there is never anything different about the main objective of camp.
It helps the mindset of what you're going to have to go through throughout the 16-game season, the ups and downs of everything, and being able to be pushed and fight through adversity and all the things that happen there. But what really matters is how we go out and perform in the pressure-packed situations when the games are on the line, how we play together as a team. I still believe that the best team wins that day, not the best talent or the best individuals or one guy plays great, but the best team, whether it's special teams or offensive, defensively. And that's really what we're trying to build. We're trying to build a great team.
The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.